this woman weeps when she throws herself on the body of her husband who has fallen before his own city and people, fighting bravely in defense of his home and children. She wails aloud and flings her arm about him as he lies gasping for breath and dying. But her enemies beat her from behind about the back and shoulders and carry her off into slavery, to a life of labor, pomp, and sorrow, and the beauty fades from her cheeks. Even so piteously did Odysseus weep, but none of those present perceived his tears except Alcinous, who was sitting near him and could hear the sobs and sighs that he was heaving. So Odysseus' reaction is to the song that he wanted to hear. What?
Lamentation.
Extreme grief. Why? This is the song about his victory, right? This is the song, this is the story about his, what should be his playoffs, that he got, he was the one who allowed the Greeks to defeat the Trojans. Yeah.
I guess in the seminary or whatever, mm-hmm. talking about a woman who should be rejoicing, so, I mean, her husband's dead, but he's thinking that she's some great glory or something like that. So, by all rights, she should be held in esteem by her people, but instead she's getting put on to a lot of pain or whatever. So, following that, I kind of thought, he's somebody who has achieved great glory, but he doesn't get to enjoy it because he doesn't get to go home and doesn't get to celebrate amongst these people where their glory should be lost.
So, the interaction with the simile. In the outer story, it's the simile, and this is kind of what I was talking about with Jeremy's point. The simile has much more to do than just the extent of his weeping. The details involved in the simile of this woman are going to tell us a lot more about Odysseus and his reaction. So, one of the things, as Matt was saying, that his life is now this life of labor and sorrow. He doesn't get to enjoy the playoff that he should have achieved in Troy because of what has happened since then. What else about the simile? So I ask you to do a close reading of the simile. What else would you say is important about the way he's described it as weeping? Does it surprise any of you that he's described as a woman?
Yeah.
Why?
He's so manly.
Who are some of the women you would think of that would put this kind of represent? If you were thinking of a woman weeping, his wife, right? We hear a lot about his wife weeping over him. And she herself says she cries every night, right? We hear about that. Hector's wife. What's her name? Andromache. Good. So Andromache is, you know, a key figure for a woman taken into captivity after her brave husband dies, right? That would be your paradigm of who this captive woman would be. So Andromache, we saw in the Iliad weep over her dead husband, Hector. We all remember Andromache and Hector's song, right? Cute little boy who, you know, was afraid of his father's calling. Sinai, right? Does anyone know what happened to his Sinai?
She's thrown off the walls.
By whom?
One of the Greeks.
Yeah, I wonder who it could be. Odysseus. Right. Odysseus in some versions of the story. Again, this is there's variation. In another version of the story, it's Neoptolemus, Achilles' son, who does it. But in one version of the story, Odysseus, again, active selection, could be either one, takes the Sinex to the top of the walls of Troy and throws him down and kills him so that he can never avenge his father's death. That's a big scene. Don't want any children left around, just like Luca wanted to kill the children of Heracles so they couldn't avenge the wrongs done to his family. So Odysseus, we think when we hear the story of Andromache, who was by the death of her husband, but also the death of her child, the victim not only of Achilles, but of Odysseus. Is ringing any bells?
Is it the image, also, similarly, mm-hmm. the story is the image of like, the woman crying that brings up the story of Hector's wedding?
Yes.
Is that why the
description of a woman weeping when she throws herself on the body of her dead husband who has fallen before the city of people, the paradigmatic woman would be Andromache.
Yeah, basically, think of like, all those also joining throughout the wall, so that's why he weeps.
But remember last week we talked about Achilles and Priam, right? What did we say?
That his tears were reflected on his father's tears.
So, and we talked about the connection between the two of them through their mutual sorrow, the empathy he felt for his most hated enemy. So in this simile, Odysseus is identified with his own victim, Andromache, right? And again, we have this emotional aspect of the hero with an identification with the enemy. His class isn't going to be what he did at Troy. Just like Achilles' class isn't dragging the body of Hector around. We talked last week about the shame and disgrace involved in that, and that his rehumanization was an important part of his heroism in the song culture. Odysseus isn't going to get an epic about what he did at Troy. And we saw also in one of the focus passages in the lecture today that the destruction of Troy was done sadly by the Greeks. It was, as Nestor himself said, it was neither just nor to say right or good. And that's why they were given these painful homecomings, right? Is that when they destroyed Troy, they broke the mold and he had to be punished for it. So Odysseus isn't going to get slapped for what he did at Troy.
How many times did the Greek actually destroy?
This also reminds us of Penelope, I think, is part of the complexity of the symbolism as well. Again, it doesn't have to just be one woman. The woman left anonymous, but like an anonymous figure with a shield, just a woman who's crying over the death of her husband in war. So Penelope weeping, Odysseus, again, being sad that he has a life of labor and sorrow and can't get that home to his wife. That identification between the two of them adds the complexity of the simile. So this kind of this
also it keeps off a lot of his closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman is off the closest here.
So that is not, he's recognizing not just the triumph at Troy, but the losses that were involved to the Greek side as well, and in their homecoming.
Sure.
How many of them die after the Trojan War as well. So you're right, I mean at this point he's all by himself, he's lost everybody else. So there can be a lot of sorrow in the recognition that even when you win a war, there's still losses involved. As well. Well,